Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl, Miss P, and I'm running behind schedule as not usual, but as, you know, the events that have taken place today, it caused me to be a little bit behind. So I apologize about the show starting at 6:30 as opposed to 6. On tonight's show, we have Sin Marcellus. So I'm really, really excited to have him on. He seems like a very sweet, well-rounded individual, and I can't wait to talk to him. I just want to do my shout-outs real quick, like I always do at the start of the show. I wanted to give a shout-out to James B. Marshall. He and I had a great conversation today. I got to learn some new things about him. He became more, you know, down to the things that you know, Miss P is working on. So it was just an awesome conversation. So shout out to him. He's also working on this company where you can work at home. So, you know, basically he'll give me more details on it. He gave me a little brochure. Being that I'm running late, I really didn't have time to go through it. So, again, that's James B. Marshall. So shout out to him. And we will be having a follow-up show in regards to things that, you know, he can offer people that are, you know, at home, moms and people that are currently home due to unemployment and things of that nature, you know, and seeking employment. We'll follow up with him about, you know, things that we could do from home. So anyway, without further ado, I also wanted to, before I played a song, because I was about to play one of his songs, but before I play one of Sin Marcellus' songs, I just also wanted to kind of touch on the comment that I made today on Facebook. You know, it was no pun intended, it was no respect intended or no feelings I really meant to target, and I wasn't really trying to target feelings. I was just trying to, you know, stir up that emotion where people can start thinking as free thinkers. And basically, I posted on the Intune wall was, I will ignore all private messages addressing me in the following manner. Yo, A, Ma, Shorty, you know, frankly, it's disrespectful. Nor use shorthand, a.k.a. internet/text lingo. Use complete sentences. I have no interest in deciphering. Thanks. So basically what I'm trying to say is not that I, so, you know, I had a few people comment on it, you know, and basically what I was just trying to say was that, you know, take in consideration that you know me from nowhere. Although we have just befriended one another does not mean that you know me or I know you. Even if it is a point that I know you or you know me, I just really feel like there comes a point where you should have some type of coof when approaching an individual, period. So we had a lot of comments on it, and Ron Alexander was one. He said, don't be too hard on folks. It takes time to change, you know. However, yeah, granted, Ron, it does take time to change. But and I said to him in response, understand your point. However, the point of what I do in the community is to enlighten as I am. If no one is ever corrected, how will change begin? You know, so for someone to make that type of statement and, you know, to me is like, okay, everyone can voice their opinion or why post it on Facebook to have it open to the world. However, it's not his, you know, his statement per se. It's just a point that how will we ever evolve if people just keep overlooking or accepting a certain behavior? How would a person be able to walk into a business and obtain, you know, employment if they keep doing the same repetition all the time, talking this way? Because if I keep hanging around alcoholics, eventually I'm going to drink. You know, maybe I won't become an alcoholic, but eventually I'll take a drink. So if I continue to allow people to talk to me a certain way, then eventually I'll start behaving a certain way, and that I can't handle, okay? So like I said, my post wasn't about beating people down. It was about uplifting one another to make people aware of their actions when they're addressing people. So maybe they could say, hey, you know what? I did address someone like that. Let me rethink my strategy upon my next approach. And that's all that was. But that was just food for thought. Without further ado, let's press excuse me, I'm getting all tongue-tied, one of Sin Marcellus' songs, and this one is called All That Glitters.
Sinny Marcellus, listen. It's a wonderful place to visit.
You gotta keep heat in a world that's so cold. Cause every man's life is a path that's not shown. Tomorrow's never promised, the future is not known. And as I'm told, all that glitters is not gold. You gotta keep heat in a world that's so cold. A million niggas traded their soul when they got dough. Just a touch of life with a death they cannot hold. But as I'm told, all that glitters is not gold.
Bright lights, big city, big Philly. A small town masquerade is a big city. Where anyone that's coming for money could get plenty. And get lost and they get raw, then they get skinny. You gotta keep it pushing, cause stopping is just silly. And the town myth ugly is nothing that fit pretty. You try and make a dollar out of 15 cents. You was doing better than me, I was chasing a cent penny. Your upbringing was bad, my niggas was more crummy. They do dirt in the hood, that they track in the floor muddy. They 7:30, but they gas smoke like it's 4:20. They squeeze and they trigger finger is blistered and so bloody. So many niggas thinking that fronting for whores funny. Underestimating like it's all sunny. Like they ain't surrounded by wolves, gully. I'm far from a full tummy. They full hungry and ready to die for your money.
You gotta keep heat in a world that's so cold. Cause every man's life is a path that's not shown. Tomorrow's never promised, the future is not known. And as I'm told, all that glitters is not gold. You gotta keep heat in a world that's so cold. A million niggas traded their soul when they got dough. Just a touch of life with a death they cannot hold. But as I'm told, all that glitters is not gold.
This for everybody struggle to hustle and hold cheese. The bras sell their ass for cash, see no cream. You might call her a cold sneeze. What you don't see is she is 14, reporting a family of 4 C's. With a homeless bank for their chain, but it's no pleas. Till it add up to a 40 or OE. A rent of codeine, coke, weed, and dope beans. Just a never walk down a boulevard of broke dreams. In the city of killers, pushes, and OGs. When niggas hate and they face tight as they hold jeans. If you profit and they block gritting and watch as the plot thicken and clock like a watch ticking with glocks in a pot spitting. If you ain't trying to fit a box sipping round here, you gotta stay in your bag like you shoplifting. So I travel with the text, cause every day I'm alive. I walk through the valley in the shadow of death. Where
you gotta keep heat in a world that's so cold. Cause every man's life is a path that's not shown. Tomorrow's never promised, the future is not known. And as I'm told, all that glitters is not gold. You gotta keep heat in a world that's so cold. A million niggas traded their soul when they got dough. Just a touch of life with a death they cannot hold. But as I'm told, all that glitters is not gold.
I'm from where the loose schemers is hustling krills here. Fuck the boots and sneakers, they pump to they bills squared. Where the cute divas get jumped to they new weed get pulled out to they ain't left with much of they real hair. Where the boo screamers get fucked for they deal hair. Couple of mil, yeah, right. Sign on the line, you nothing but chill there. Wait a year and get dropped. You won't get a chance to front on your hood, you still there. But they shoot mean and the jumpers is ill here. They dunk it with skill, yeah. But niggas shoot steamers, they bucking a steel flare. And they tearing the playground, so a lot of hoop dreamers end up in a wheelchair. So it be who is he that ain't humble to chill here. Or end up in a used vehicle trunk like a wheelchair. It's niggas that done visited once and they still scared. But knuckles to grill, yeah. Motherfuckers is real, yeah.
You gotta keep heat in a world that's so cold. Cause every man's life is a path that's not shown. Tomorrow's never promised, the future is not known. And as I'm told, all that glitters is not gold. You gotta keep heat in a world that's so cold. A million niggas traded their soul when they got dough. Just a touch of life with a death they cannot hold. But as I'm told, all that glitters is not gold.
that's All That Glitters by Sin Marcellus. So while we're waiting for him to call, which should be any second now, and if he is a little delayed, folks, it's because I end up changing today's showtime due to the fact that I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off today, and there was no way for me to make it back in time for a 6 o'clock show. So I had to be real to myself without stressing myself and alter the time by 30 minutes. So hopefully he'll be calling in soon. Yeah, let's just kind of hit on the basis of my day, because if anyone had like a crazy day and want to call in, 818-495-6975, I swear, like, if it wasn't for yoga, I'm serious about this statement, I don't know what I would have done in a lot of situations the last couple of weeks, especially today. It was totally nuts. I mean, I went to a house the last night, bought my son a coat, and it was vintage. So you know how vintage comes, you know, it just has like a bunch of like, it looks just used. So I get the coat home. It was the last one in medium, in navy blue, in stock. So I hunt them down to go down into the inventory to get this jacket, get all the way home. Was supposed to make my Halloween party. Bought the outfit, went to the seamstress to pick it up, and, you know, get back home, and open up an email, and there is a final due tomorrow, which was today. And I couldn't go to the party because I needed to focus on that in order to, you know, make sure that I studied and was prepared for that. I mean, my son hates the coat. Let's go back to the coat. So I wound up running back to Hollister, but then a different location from Soho location because they said that that was the last one in stock. Returned it in the Fifth Avenue location, and they have a fashion show going on. So they have people lined up. I mean, lined up just to get in the building. They're letting you in like 3 or 4 at a time. I was just so devastated. And finally get to the counter to return the jacket that he did not like, for them to say, your $300 will go back to your credit card. However, if you make a new purchase, you will have to spend whatever that item costs. So that means that Hollister now officially has $500-something of my monies. One, that was beneficial because I wound up finding him another coat. But the $300 that's just lingering around in Hollister today, feel that they want to return my money, is kind of like, whoa, you know. So it's just one of those things. So, you know, coming in, rushing back after leaving Hollister, coming here was just bananas. The 4 train is off the hook. So anyone who's living on that service line, you can kind of, you know, get where I'm coming from with that. So finally I'm here and I'm with you beautiful people. Another day, another night, another show. So I also wanted to just kind of touch on for this month, you know, after this show day, the next show will be Friday. No, it was Friday, right. I don't even know my own damn schedule. We're going to be changing it and stepping it up a bit. We're going to start giving out, like, gifts and giving out all type of, you know, little fun things for people that tune in and listen to the show. So I'm going to have people that were on the show or people that I know that own businesses basically call in and, you know, give us donations so we can give those things out to you great people. I think this is Sin on the line. Is this you?
Yeah, this is me.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, Miss P? How you doing?
I'm doing much better now. I was just, like, ranting and raving about my day and me having to, like, change your whole time around because of my day. But that's water under the bridge now because I did some talking about it. So you know how you talk about something and it kind of, like, lets go.
Yeah,
you free yourself from it. Yeah,
yeah,
so it was just like one of those Looney Tune days. So thank you so much for your understanding, and thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show tonight. So we're going to jump right into it. So I just played your song, All That Glitters. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Like the beat, like the flow, like it all. So what made you come up with that concept for that song?
Reality, like, it's hard, man. I'm a dude that came from the street, so I've seen a lot of BS growing up. I see a lot of BS every day because I'm not that far removed from the streets. But so, you know, just reality influenced that. It was a lot of real stuff that went into that record, and so that's why it came out the way it did.
Right, exactly. So that one is on my my iPod. Like, all your songs that you submitted is on my iPod, but I have, like, a particular list. You know how you can create a list?
Yeah.
So that is on my list of Miss P lists. You know, when you're on that list, that's a good list to be on.
good looks right there.
That is a good look because that means that it's constantly being played, like, throughout the entire day. Okay, I might even kick you some verses, you know, but I'm not going to do that because it's your song in this show, so I'm not trying to take over like that because then people might get us confused of who's the rapper here.
Oh, you know, I think that would be dope. I'm trying to hear that, actually.
Okay, so tell us about how you got started, a little bit about how you got started and everything. I see you started at the age of 8.
Oh, man, you know what? That's a funny story because since the age of 8, people have kind of been getting me to start. Like, I really haven't been the type of dude that's into being a rapper. Like, I don't know. Like, I grew up around street dudes, you know what I mean? So we ain't really had no love for rappers. So,
right.
Being as though I had that talent as a kid, it was like, yeah, I could freestyle or whatever, but I wasn't really trying to be no rapper. Like, I was the dude, like, when you asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, I wanted to be like my OGs, you know what I mean? Like,
right. Right,
so
I understand.
That was my twist right there. And it just ended up years later that I said, you know, hell with it, man. I had my venture in the streets. Seeing it wasn't everything it was cracked up to be, you know what I mean? I lost a close friend of mine, and I said, you know what, man? One talent proved me, you know what I'm saying, proved me wrong, so I'm going to just go back, and I'm gonna try this music thing out. And that's how all of that started.
Okay, awesome, because I see that you do a lot of showcases and rap battles and stuff, and, you know, a lot of rappers are scared of those rap battles.
That's because a lot of rappers can't really rap.
They are. They're terrified. Like you say, do a freestyle. They're just like, what?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the lost arts, the essence of hip-hop. Like, you know, you got to your breakdancing, your graffiti, you know what I'm saying? You got to your MCing, and then you got mixing and DJing. Like, a lot of people have forgotten that those are the elements of hip-hop. And being able to freestyle is originally how this art form started. So if you can't do that, I don't know what you are doing with yourself. Like, you can't claim to be an MC enough. You a rapper, like, you know what I'm saying? Most rappers are not very talented. Like, that's just perfectly honest. So you ask them to freestyle on the spot, they have nothing to say. They dead silent, or they try to do it and completely embarrass themselves.
Right. It is so true because I've seen a few, you know, displays of it, and I was just like, really? Wow. You know, because you would think that people that are into rap in general, that they would totally have, like, some of that under their belt, excuse me. But a lot of people don't. They don't have that part of them. If it doesn't have, like, a hook and a beat and all this other stuff, and they had to think it out and write it out, then they're not doing much,
yeah,
in other words. So I commend you for that. Exactly.
Thank you.
So you're welcome. So what inspires you, you know? What inspires you to do what you do as far as music is concerned and keep it going? Because being that you weren't into it in the beginning and now it's just like, you know, getting up every day and brushing your teeth and washing your face like regular routine for you, you know, what keeps you there? What drives you in this business?
Honestly, I'm not even going front. Talented people do. Like, I'm still a student of the game. Like, I'm still a fan. Like, when I wake up every day, I listen to music, and a lot of it I'm really disheartened with. A lot of it disappoints me. But every now and again, you hear an artist that is actually talented, and you're like, wow, like, that made me want to write. Like, hold up. I know who ain't better than me. Let me go write something real quick just to prove to myself that I'm still on top of my game, and that's what does it. I ain't a talented artist, you know what I'm saying? I got to go, you know what I mean? Make sure if I ever cross paths with that gentleman, he won't ever get the better of me.
Right, I understand. And that's a good way of looking at it, too, in a sense, with anything throughout your life. It's not to say that you know, it's like you're intimidated. It just keeps you on your toes, so to speak.
Yeah, you got to stay on your toes. You got to stay sharp, whether you are a businessman, a boxer, a hustler, a school teacher, or scientist, whatever. You got to stay on top of your game, because if you're not the best at what you do, who really needs you?
It's so true. So what are your future plans and everything? What new projects and stuff do you have coming out?
Right now I'm in the process of taking over the world. No, I'm joking. actually, I have a mixtape out right now, Get Familiar Volume 1. It's available on a bunch of different websites. You can actually Google it if you haven't downloaded it. I'm actually about to release Get Familiar Volume 2, Say Hello to the Bad Guy, which kind of like the chronicles of me going through street life and all the reality, you know what I mean, the real side of hip-hop and my life and all those aspects. And then I'm featured on a whole bunch of stuff. Like, I got a bunch of features lined up. Like, I have work with DJ Stash Money, Stash House. I work with LF Dave, who's a producer and an artist over at SRC Universal Records. Like, he's a real good friend of mine. We work together a lot. I have worked with up-and-coming artists like Ox, you know what I'm saying? That's a close friend of mine also. He's dropping a mixtape called When Animals Attack that I'm going to be on. I'm just on a lot of features. I do a freestyle a week on my Facebook page. You can find me at Facebook /SimMarcellus. You know what I mean? Do freestyle a week on that thing just to keep things fresh, you know?
Right. That's awesome. I mean, I like it. You have to. I mean, even with myself sometimes with certain things that I know that I have the talent to do, I wish it was rapping, but it isn't, unfortunately. So when I find myself, can't really focus, I just kind of like be like, okay, let me just kind of jump back into this and do a little, even if I'm not doing it 24/7, because I see a lot of people, they say, you know, you're supposed to grind. But when do you recharge yourself if that's all you do?
I mean,
you know what I mean? Like,
if you're a workaholic like myself, you put in so much work that after a while you get backed up, man. You get to just chill because you got so much work out already.
No, that's absolutely true. But in my mind, I would think, just for myself personally, I can't really speak for you, but I would think that it's good to grind. However, you do need that time for your mind to relax and rest and recoup itself. So things could flow at a better functioning level because, you know, that's all people say is I'm grinding. I'm like, okay, dang. So when do you take a time out for you to mentally and physically reconnect to your body and your soul, you know? That has to be done sometimes. It's not, you know, some people take it as, you know, like, hey, I'm falling back in the game. But it's not. You need to be on top of the game. So that's the way that you stay on top, by taking a moment to yourself. That's all I'm saying. So I can appreciate the grind just like somebody else, but they better, you know, understand people are dropping dead every day grinding.
Yeah. Matter of fact, a couple of my homies did that last week, let me tell you.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it wasn't, like, health conditions or nothing. I mean, it was a couple bullets. But, it happens, man. It happens. So, I definitely feel that. Like, you know, I try to just work until I feel myself draining, and then I fall back. You know what I mean? Like, you're
exactly.
Right. You're right. You got to recharge. Like,
right.
I take a little vacation or something. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Or even if you don't even take a vacation, just a day or a few hours to yourself is mandatory. It's mandatory, and I'm learning that myself. So that's the only reason why I'm sharing that with you, my love, because, you know, I have to catch myself from falling a lot of times, and, you know, I don't like to say that no one will catch me if I don't catch myself, because I like to believe that I'm surrounded by strong people, positive people, uplifting people. But sometimes when you're not around those people, you are by yourself. So if you don't kind of ground yourself then and, you know, be at peace with yourself, then how could you continue doing what you're doing? So that's just my food for thought and stuff of that nature. So where can people, aside from Facebook, because you already put that out there, but you know you're going to have to reiterate all of that again. Do you have YouTube pages, Rebirth Nation? What other, you know, social networks can people listen to your music?
You can check me out on Tumblr, simmarcellus.tumblr.com. YouTube, simmarcellus TV. State to State Mixtapes .com/SimMarcellus. Twitter @SimMarcellus. Like, I'm everywhere. Like, I'm on.
Just put your name in
the
search.
So many different
sites.
I just tell people to Google me.
Right. Exactly. Thank you. That's what I was just saying. Like, just put your name in the search, and it's just bang. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So I have like three questions that, you know, sometimes I put out there, or people see that I post the links that people are going to be on the show. So they'll inbox me and stuff like that, asking questions, you know, and it's mostly the ladies, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So I have one question. You know, like I had Taffa. I don't know if you seen that or heard the interview, but I kind of strayed away from the questions people have from him because I try to keep it PG on the show.
Yeah.
But anyway, the first question was, do you have a girlfriend? Are you involved with anyone mentally, physically, or sexually?
As a matter of fact, I am.
Awesome.
Yes, I am. Unfortunately, I am kind of locked down at the minute.
It's not unfortunate, but it's unfortunate for those who are interested.
Of course.
We want to rephrase that. See, I have that sister's back. I have her back. Because
I'm kind of taken.
Yeah, absolutely. So another one was, what do you do in your spare time when you're not making music?
When I'm not making music, I don't know. That's a hard one because even when I'm not, like, writing, I'm just freestyling in my head. Like, it's kind of like a nonstop thing. But Madden, John Madden football, Call of Duty, video games. That's what I do. That's what I do to unwind.
Okay.
I come home, I kick back, and I turn on the PlayStation.
Right. Well, you know what? I'm not even mad at that thing. You know, I used to be like, why do men have to get up and play damn video games? But that's just like why you need to be on Facebook or why you need a cell phone or why you need to get your hair done or your nails done, you know? So I kind of just left that all alone and let people do what they do.
You know what? That's a funny story. I actually just got into it. I'm saying with somebody not too long ago about that. I'm like, why is it every time you get stressed out, you gotta go get your hair done, your nails done? Like, how is that stress relief? Like, as I picked up the controller to play Street Fighter, like,
right.
I mean, I guess we all got, attention release. I mean, but she pointed out a real good point to me. She said, when you play PlayStation, what are you doing? Just getting on your butt, playing a video game, working your thumbs out. I'm getting my fingers and feet massaged, and I get my hair washed, I get treated like a queen. I said, you know what, I need to start getting myself.
Exactly. It's that me time. That's what we were just saying about that, taking that time out to just kind of do your thing. So I'm not mad at those games anymore. Like I said, I used to be so devastated, like, to see my grown cousins, like, sitting there playing games. I'm like, are you kidding me? You got 12 kids, and you're playing a game. The kids are doing nothing right now. You know, you took over the game. But now I see that it's just a form of that's relaxation. If that's your activity and that's what brings you at peace, then I can't even hate on that no more. I take it all back, all the negative things I say. So, you know, shout-outs to PlayStation, Xbox, whatever, Rubik's Cube, I mean, Monopoly, whatever the hell, you know, whatever it is that people do.
You can't forget the Wii.
The Wii. See, I couldn't even think of the names. And here it is. It's like my son had every last damn console, and I just have no remote interest in any of those things, so it don't stick. So,
I'm not gonna lie. You get to playing Wii, it's going to stick with you. Like, every female I know, they get down on the Wii. They get the Wii fitness, doing that Jillian Michaels stuff.
I tried it one time when he first got it, because that's when Wii was, like, sold out everywhere a couple of years ago when they came out with the next one. I went all the way upstate to get this damn Wii for my son because he's so spoiled, I swear to God. That's what all of the holdup was today, honestly, trying to get from Hollister store, picking up something that he wanted, and he only had 7 in a store, so it was like a mission to go get it. But anyway, we went all the way up there to get it, and I played the game, and I swear it was the boxing one. I never picked up that thing again, but I was sweating. I was out of breath. I was like, everything.
Yeah,
that's not for me. No, it's definitely not for me, but it is a great resource of exercising for those people. That's why I guess they invented, like, the exercising aspect of it and things of that nature, because I can't get with it. Give me a good old-fashioned treadmill, I'm good. You know?
Yeah, I couldn't get down with it.
Tell me to work my arms out like a boxer? No. That's just way too much for me.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, you only got, like, thumb muscles playing video games. Man, you could work on your ass.
And your wrists would be so defined. Your wrists would have muscles in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, remember that little joystick thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Pac-Man joystick, your wrist would be have this whole
that,
workout.
Yeah, I do remember that. Now back in the day, we had like the Nintendo pad, like the joint you look like ran on for track and field. I remember that.
Oh,
like we used to have that. I used to actually go over to my friend's house and we would be on that thing for hours. But now I think if I went back and tried that, I'd have a heart attack. But
exactly. You upskill now, you know? It's too upskill now. You can't take it back. It's like going back to a pager, you know? Like, drop quarters and then phone to call somebody. It's just a whole nother realm going backwards, you know? But I just had one more question.
Hey, Mulatto, if I could find a Nintendo, I will play some Mario. I'm like...
For real? Mario
Yo,
Brothers?
I miss Mario, man. I miss Mario. Before it was all 3D and I had to jump across all this different stuff and flame and hoops and fire. I miss the old Mario. You know what I'm saying? It's A and B, that's it, man. That's all I had to worry about. I mean, do
the
little
Mario.
Total Cold, get all them extra, man. I missed all of that, man.
Okay,
the 100
Mario,
man code for Contra, all that good.
Exactly. That was one of my faves, though. I can't lie. Donkey Kong, Cupid, you know.
Those are
simpler when things just ran in a straight line. It wasn't like all these obstacle courses. It was just like level one, level two. It wasn't really intense. Like, you have slayed the dragon. Now you move on to Rome. Like, what?
Exactly.
It's crazy. But I just have one more question because I just wanted to get your input on this.
Right.
And it's just basically, why is music so powerful?
That is a good question. I'm gonna say music is powerful because of a person's ability to relate. Like, people are always looking for some type of guidance or something to look to. You know what I mean? And they can find that in music. Like, the message that we as artists convey to people can really have an effect on people. But it just all depends on what that message is.
Right.
So I would say,
but you know what? You answered that very well.
Yeah. It's this ability to influence.
It's definitely. Because, you know, I came across this book and it had like all these kooky questions in it. And I came across that and it said, why is music so powerful? And I said, wow, that is so deep. You know, music has the ability to control, to influence, to uplift, to sadden. It has so many different emotions with music that I just thought that was, like, a good question. And then I seen that you were very, in-tuned person, so I just thought I would share that with you just to get your input on that one.
Yeah, that was a good one. That kind of caught me off guard, but I should have known. I mean, I'm calling it into the in-tune show. I should have known, I mean. I was going to get these type of questions. That's what's up, though. I like that one.
Great.
Normally I get asked, like you said, all these cookie-cutter questions just straight out of the book, and I'm just like, all right, easy answer.
You know, because, you know, I try to stay basic because a lot of people, you don't have no idea how many emails I get a day about, what are you going to ask me? What are you going to say? So I try to keep it, like, kind of basic. But I said to everybody in the last couple of shows, the last couple of days, that I'm going to be switching it up a bit, so people better be ready, because I'm sick
like
of,
that.
You know, being, I'm just over the, like, trying to stay within the realm of people's mind frames. I want to kind of dig in there and see, you know, what you come out with, and it's no right or wrong answer, you know what I mean? It's just your response to something that I'm asking you, so that's just the basis of what I'm going to be doing from now on. So, of course, I'm going to do a follow-up show with you, so you're going to get some of that as well. And
okay.
You're always welcome to come on the show, even as my guest host, if you were ever interested.
I'd love to.
And interview, you know, whoever's on the show for that day. And, you know, and then in the new year with the magazine, once I get that all together, I'm going to be doing live in-house interviews. So, of course, I want you in person as well. So, you know, this is not the... Right, this is definitely not the end of our relationship. So I will be, you know, keeping tabs on you here and there to make sure that you still remember who I am, you know, because, you know, your family. Your family. So, you know, some people, they come on and stuff like that, and then they just kind of dwindle away because their time has came and went. But, you know, that's not what I try to promote. I try to promote togetherness always because you never know where I can say, hey, Sin, you know, somebody came up with this concept. Are you interested in it? You know, and just kind of powwow back and forth like that. So people miss those opportunities because they don't know how to – they're not genuine about their approach from the beginning. So, you know, that's how you can tell – the good ones from the bad ones.
Amen. Fraudulent. We try to get that out of here, man. It's almost 2012 and people still frauding. I'm disgusted, man.
Exactly. I'm disgusted with you, Sin. So is there any shout-outs you want to give real quick?
Yeah, I want to shout out, like I said, my people. The whole team super dope. I want to shout out the Stash House. I want to shout out my boy Ox. I want to shout out my man LF Dave, DJ Rain, F. Fernandez, Haku, a.k.a. Michael Voorhees, League of Extraordinary MCs, that's my team, my DY family, my homegirl, you know what I'm saying? She's really promoting me real hard right now, Samara Murphy, you know what I'm saying? She's definitely a good person. I definitely want to shout out the Intune Show for having me on tonight. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I want to shout out everybody that gives my music a listen, man. Come check me out. You know what I'm talking about?
That's what I'm talking about as well, Sin. Check him out. For those who are lazy, like myself sometimes, you can kind of just put Sin's name in my friend list, and he'll come right up. So if you're looking for him, check his music out. He's a great individual. I have mad love for this man. No pun intended to the girlfriend, but I have mad love for him, and we will continue. We will continue to always stay connected.
No doubt, no doubt.
So thank you again for coming on the show. Thank you again for being so understanding and patient and all those good things that you are.
No,
I love you, and I appreciate you. So stay in tune, okay?
Of course.
I love how you say that. Of course. Like, what are you, crazy, Miss P?
I mean, what else is there? Like, I don't have any other options. You know what I mean?
You really don't, because I'll be a stalker on Facebook. I mean, I haven't started that, but I will start on your behind, so you better stay connected, definitely.
Oh, you don't got to do all that. Well, I'm good, you know what I'm saying? I'm already in tune, you know what I'm saying? Once you lock me in, I'm here. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, definitely. So that's good to know. Nothing
but love.
Loyalty.
Let's get it.
That's right. Nothing but love. But thanks again for coming on the show. You have a great rest of the evening, and we'll stay updated with Sin Marcella's upcoming mixtapes, rap freestyles, everything that he do. From now on, will be here on the Intune Show. And if not, you'll catch him in Off the Page magazine, because I know, Sin, you want to get in on that one.
Of course.
All right, then. So, you know, so that way, that's another way, guys, just, you know, FYI, that I keep Sin connected through the magazine as well. So, yeah, see how I'm stalking him already, guys? Okay. So for all the callers and the listeners and the supporters of Sin Marcellus and the Intune Show, we really, really appreciate you guys tuning in with us tonight, although late, but we're here. The show went on regardless. And, you know, stay connected to us, you know, like our pages, listen to our music, look, our music, like, see how that's stalking? Our music, and leave your comments. So until next time, Sin, you have a great evening.
As do you, sweetheart.
Thank you. Bye. Right, so that was Sin. Loving him, loving him, loving him. Great sense of humor, great artist, great strategy, great style, great everything. Shout out to his girlfriend. Shout out to his supporters. Shout out to everyone who tuned in. Shout out to Lady Zane, by the way. I saw that you tuned in on the show today. And just to let you guys know, we do have a chat room, so you guys can come into the chat room, listen to the show. You can ask your questions through the chat room. You could definitely, you know, hit me up on Facebook and ask your questions for the guests of the day. Like I said, Intune Show will be turning it up a notch, so stay tuned. Until Friday, babies, have a good night.